been a long time since I spoke with you guys. And it's not like I want to continue having a gap between us and our communications, family, friends, and the social world, and those few followers that I have developed over a period of time. I really appreciate you guys, because it's your listening consistently and your comments that really inspires me. So I appreciate the audience that I have built up over the year or so that I've been doing this podcast. And I hope, you know, to increase that and to be a little bit more, I want to be a little bit more consistent in my podcast. So I'm going to try at least do a good one once a month. And who knows, you know, what the spinoff for something like that might be. But I just want to let you guys know that since I spoke to you last, don't know if I mentioned it in the other podcast, but I'm no longer in the great state of Colorado, you know, the Midwest mecca of weed and everything there in the Midwest. I certainly miss it every day. But when you got beaches and sunshine every day versus sunshine three times a year and then one horrible winter season, it kind of makes you want to, you know, get the hell out of Colorado. And it does. I mean, I don't miss it. Don't get me wrong in terms of the weather, but I do miss it in terms of the bud. And you know that because, you know, Colorado got the layout. It's got every single bud that you can think of. And the medicine man is always going to still be my place. If I want to go to any dispensary, it's going to be the medicine man. So I still feel that way. And I don't know since the last time I spoke with you guys out there, if you guys have had an opportunity to travel to Colorado or any of the states that is legalizing it recreationally or medicinally, makes no difference. From one way or the other, it's going to be better for everybody sooner or later. So the sooner they go ahead and make it legal in all 50 states, the more mellow United States will be. I don't care what nobody say. That's what they need to do. They're wasting too much precious time. I mean, all these states has got to see the revenue that's being made by the states who have legalized it medicinally and recreationally. I mean, look at Colorado. I mean, it's a good state. Washington. I mean, those states are not having any trouble with their revenues. So, linger long, die you must. You know, you got some people who still rednecked and old-fashioned. You know, they still living in the cave days. They ain't gonna never see it. They ain't gonna never see the light on at the end of the tunnel. So they want to live backwards, let them live backwards. But the rest of the world is moving forward. So, and the, God gave us eyes on the front of our head for a reason. That's not to be looking back at them fools that's backwards and old-fashioned and don't understand life. Because life's got a different, it's got a different perspective. And I came up, I'm an older person, so I'm definitely a person that understands, you know, how life is. And, you know, I see it in two different ways. Like I said in my last podcast, I'll say it in every podcast. You know, there's different generation out here. Generation X, you got the millennials, you know, and then you got the old school, you know, the baby boomers. That's where I come from, you know. And then you got the generation, my mom's generation, you know what I mean? That was a generation before my generation, the baby boomers. So right now you got a lot of people in a hodgepodge of personalities, generations, and people, you know what I mean, who got various different opinions. Some people I know have never ever smoked a joint before. Did you hear what I said? Not even a bowl. And they'll look at you and say, boy, you crazy. You sitting up there smoking that shit. And I'll be looking at them like, you crazy too. You sitting up there drinking that motherfucking stinky ass alcohol. Well, I ain't got to worry about the police. Nigga, I ain't got to worry about the police either. You understand me? So, I mean, you know, you got some people that they very opinionated about the alcohol. You know what I mean? They take that alcohol serious. You know what I'm saying? There is some people just like that. You know what I mean? That's all they do is drink. Straight motherfucking gin. No chaser. You know what I mean? They don't even take a 7-Up. They just drink it straight. Straight out the bottle. Need another one. You know, I don't do like that. I'm not a drinker. I never have. Don't get me wrong. I come up in a family that they like drinking. And every time I go around them, I love my family. So what I always, you know, do like the family do, especially when we go to family events. And I always end up puking my motherfucking guts out because I never have been a drinker. Never have, never will be. Don't get me wrong. I love my family now. Don't get me wrong. When I'm around them, I sometimes do like my family do, you know. But they know me. If I'm going to be around them too goddamn long, they're going to keep drinking that alcohol, I'm going to get the hell on. Because I got to have me a smoke. And they know goddamn well that I can't be around alcohol for too long. I can drink it for a day or so, but I ain't going to puke my guts up. You know what I mean? I got to have me some reefer. So if there ain't no reefer in the area, I got to go. Shit, I got to go find me some reefer. I told y'all when I was out there in California, my brother, and that's all they do is drink. He drank the finest motherfucking drink. I mean, the finest drinks. I mean, the finest drinks in big volumes. You know, I mean, in the big, big volume. Not the fifths, but the motherfucking gallons and shit, you know. And every time I go out there, he got the finest crib. I mean, you know, finest crib. It's very comfortable, you know. So, when you know, as soon as you go out there, you know, you've been jet lagged. You know what I mean? First thing you want to ask him, you know, hospitality wise, hey, man, you want a drink? You know what I mean? Because he's a drinker, you know. But I'm not a drinker, just like he's not a smoker. Now, he'll smoke a cigar, a $50 cigar. He'll buy a $50 cigar, you know what I'm saying? And smoke that motherfucker, you know what I mean? And drink that motherfucking cognac and that motherfucking liquor, you know what I'm saying? Like he like drinking. I can't do it. I can't even smoke or stand the smell of a cigar. Now, don't get me wrong. I ain't going to be the kind of person that says that I'm beyond it because I have, or I tried, let me put it this way, because I have friends, they love cigars. Shit, when I was in the joint, I remember guys used to get weed and cigars, fine cigars. That's where I got introduced to smoking cigars. A guard used to bring in real expensive cigars and the best weed. And every day I was incarcerated, I was high. And I ain't got no shame to my game on that there. Because we had a guard that was on our side. And then all the years that I was there, I always had a guard that was on my side. I had cash money. When I left the joint, I had $7,000 in my pocket. Cash money and $7,000 in my bank account. No bullshit. Go back and roll the record back. I had it like that. So, you know, I'm just saying that, kind of getting off track here, but I just want to say that I lived a life. I had a good life. I had some things down about my life. I had some things didn't go right, but I made it through life. And, you know, now I left Colorado behind, moved on to Florida where I got beaches, you know, 24/7. You know what I mean? Sunshine, you know what I mean? All the motherfucking time. Don't get me wrong. With sunshine come rain and clouds too. You know what I mean? Just like in Colorado, you know what I mean? You got the snow, you know. But I miss Colorado. I miss all the good bud. And I always keep track, you know. I think about Colorado pretty much every day because, you know, I just don't like snow. So that's one thing. I always still get my emails from the medicine man and from a lot of the other dispensaries up there that I went to. I still get deals from them, and I can't wait when I do go to I can't wait until I go back to Colorado. I'm sure it's going to be here soon. Just for a little pleasure trip, have some fun. I know that they got Medicine Man in Longmont. They got Medicine Man in Thornton since I moved here in Florida. And that's a good thing. Well, they actually had Medicine Man in Thornton. In fact, that was one of the ones that I had went to. It was a brand new dispensary. And I went to that one. It was really nice. And I got some love out there when I went out to that one. So I did have a good time when I went out there. So yeah, I miss Colorado, miss Florida. Florida is very nice. It's very nice. It's very nice. There are some major differences between Florida and Nebraska, where I grew up, and Colorado, distinctly. And so I've been a lot of places, traveled a lot of places, and I can't figure out Florida. My kids got it figured out better than me. Like I said, millennials, you know, they got one point of view. I'm a baby boomer. I got another point of view. And like I said, one thing different about Florida is hot in the mud. And then it rains all the time. If it ain't sunshining and it's humid, you know, all the time, or it's either raining. And I don't know if you guys know, but I always had a nice car. I always had a garage to put my car up. But here it don't make no difference if you have a garage, because if you go someplace, you're going to get your car all wetted up. I mean, you spend more money at the car wash here, or either you just have a dirty car. And I ain't never had my 2016 Cadillac since I've had it. Never had it dirty for a whole week without washing it, or, you know, the tires. I got white wall, you know, Vogue tires on it. Shoot, man, it gets so, it rains here so much, no sooner than I wash it, it's dirty again. So that's one of the things that, you know, I know it's insignificant to some people. You know what I mean? Cause some people say, oh, with all this majesty that you got here, you know, the beaches and the sun and everything, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the people here is fucked up. They very rarely speak to you. It's altogether different here than the North. The North is a lot more friendly, a lot more sociable. People here will walk right past you and look right through you. I mean, it's just that, you know. Don't get me wrong, there's some people that is good, and like it's good people, you know, are good and different people everywhere you go. That's what I learned in life. You know, people are basically the same. They see the same, they see with the same physical eye, smell with the same physical nose, have the same senses, in other words. You know, so, but here, they got more island people. I mean, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful people. Don't get me wrong. But they're into themselves. And they distinguishly know the difference between them and us. And, you know, like I said, I've seen some of them, you know what I mean? Like I say, get out of character, way out of character, you know, and, you know, but it don't make no difference sometimes when you have character, or either you don't have it, you know. And so when you're out of character, you know, it's all the same, no matter what race you are. But yeah, here in Florida, it's hot in the motherfucker, it's humid. And, you know, it ain't nowhere near as nice as Colorado to me. I mean, yeah, it might be cheaper and all that, you know, but it is nowhere near as nice as Colorado. And every day, I ain't gonna lie, I be thinking, I'm gonna drive back to Colorado. You know what I mean? Pack my shit. That's the first thing I be saying, I'm gonna pack my shit and drive on back to Colorado. But again, today I lie. because number one, I can't afford to take the means that I'm living through my livelihood and just, you know, throw it on the to the wind, you know. So when I do, don't get me wrong, I am gonna go back to Colorado in some kind of shape, form, or fashion, either to live or just to visit. And I don't know which one I'm gonna do, but you know, I'm just not totally. I love my grandson and my girls and my son-in-law and Maya and all that, but you know, there's a part of Colorado that I'm missing. And I mean, like right now, I'm going to school for computers. You know, it's slow. You know what I mean? Stuff like that there. I'm working a punk-ass job. It's okay. You know what I mean? I mean, it does what it's supposed to do, but, you know, it's scrappy down here. It's very scrappy. And because it's poor, and, you know, you got a lot of island people, you know what I mean? Don't get me wrong, it's a lot more affordable down here, but they don't give you jobs to compensate because it's slavery down here. They want to make all the motherfucking money and have motherfuckers picking their cotton still. You know, it's still the same old, you know, to me, it's still the same old slave mentality in this and down south. You can see distinctly the difference. And up north, people are a lot more sociable. Shit, I think I might have talked to maybe 4 or 5 people since I've been here. And that's how bad it is. You know, and I've been here about 9 months. Don't get me wrong, I see a lot of people at work. Even at work, it's very selective. I mean, I'm seen, you know, when I, you know, communicate with people, but they are a type of people, they know, just like I can tell they're foreign, they can tell I'm American. But down here, your rights as an American don't mean shit because everything is islander. You know, or, I mean, I'm just telling you. And when you come down here, what makes it so irony is most of the people down here is black. But they of a different, you know, species. Altogether different. I'm just trying to tell you, man, it's different down here. And, you know, they got their things down here that they do, too. They like weed and all that, too. You know, I done been in the parking lot. You know what I mean, with folks, you know what I mean, and they blasting pretty good, smoking good. They love weed down here, too. That's all black folks. I don't care where they from. And, you know, most folks I done met down here been Haitian and Jamaican, you know, and good folks, you know, good breed, you know, love the weed, you know, love to have fun, love to talk shit, you know. But it's different. That's all I can tell you. It's strangely different. You know, and so and it's hot all the motherfucking time. You know, don't get me wrong, I can't stay in Colorado because it's cold. So, you know, I know I got a damned if you do, damned if you don't, but that's just the Libra in me. You know what I mean? My scales tip. You know, I like my equilibrium to be balanced. And anytime there's a lot of little things that could take me off balance, you know. And the heat down here is horrible. I'm serious, it's horrible. And you can't take off with so much clothes. And these motherfuckers ain't even got their employees. They got employees, they ain't got to, you know, down here in Florida, some motherfucking Baker nigga degrees. I mean, it'd be like 100 Baker nigga degrees every fucking day. And then it's got the nerve to fucking rain. You know what I mean? And that really gets you fucking hot. And then you got to wear fucking jeans or fucking pants and shirts to work. And a lot of times, we are not motherfucking be so cold inside the building, you got to wear a long motherfucking shirt. So you got to suffer. You go there in the morning, it's cool. You come out there in the afternoon for lunch, hot in the motherfucker. You know what I mean? And I mean, you got to, that sun be, I'm telling you, 200 Baker nigga degrees. That's what I said. Is that motherfucking hot? I mean, it is hot down here. And don't get me wrong, like I said, I come from Nebraska. It was very humid there too. But down here,
Woo!
My Lord. So, anyway, I want to kind of just keep on. Well, since last time I talked to you guys, you know, said, you know, like I said, I'm down here in Florida. Don't know if I had told you or spoke about that or spoke on that, but missing the Midwest. But not just going to go back there just for, you know, behind weed and shit like that. There's more to life than that. But don't get me wrong. One of the reasons why I see, like in Florida, we got dispensaries. Like we got the Medicine Man Medical Center. We got the Medicine Man Medical Center in Miami and Palmetto Bay. But like I said, it's all medicinal right at this time. But we got shops. We got a little shop we go to get all our pipes and all of our paraphernalia that we need because they're just braced. People are just waiting. You know, you can just see it here. But there's nothing like the Medicine Man in Denver. I mean, the dispensaries where you can pre-order recreational off the recreational menu. You can call in your medical, as long as you are registered with the store. You know, it's for 21 and above. There's no state better. If you like weed, if you're a hippie like me, hey, there's no state better. I don't care what nobody say. Medicine Man, I still remember. And if you ever travel to Colorado, remember this podcast is for people who are family, friends, and just people who are my hippie friends. You know, we just, you know, like people take liquor and pour one out for their homies. You know what I mean? I take a smoke, you know what I mean, for my homies. So remember, I share something good with you because, you know, I hope your fortune in life is good as mine has been. And, you know, when it's been that good, you know what I mean, you want to give something back to the folks. So it's one reason why I do this podcast, because I want to let people know there's some good weed out there, man. You know, and in Colorado, they got good weed. And don't get me wrong, Florida is good weed, but it's commercial, it's street weed, and it's nothing compared to the good weed that you get like Emerald OG. Okay, private stock. You know me. I do nothing but private stock. And when you get accustomed to premium weed, like Emerald OG, 21% THC, Fruity Pebbles, 23% THC. You know, this is that private stock, that good bud, that Ghost OG Haze, you know, private stock, you know, 28.1% THC. And then my favorite one, Girl Scout Cookies, 21.8, or say 22%. And then the Golden Goat, 22% THC. So what I'm saying is that when you come from a background where you smoking premium like this here, and you come in an environment like Florida, it just, you know, don't get me wrong, I don't get hung up on it because I love my family more than I do weed, but I do love weed, you know, also, you know, very much the same. And the weed down here just has not competitive to what I'm accustomed to. And so, you know, don't get me wrong, I've seen a lot of my weed since I've been down here in Colorado. Some of the good shit that I used to smoke, it done went to top shelf. And you remember I had that conversation with y'all, that you can see weed that used to be private stock. And I've been, you know, messing with this stuff for so many years. There used to be what was called Blue Dream. It used to be long time ago private stock. But now it is top shelf. And remember I was telling you that, you know, when you're in this game for a long time, you'll see certain weed that used to that will be at the top, like G6. At one time, G6, that was the hottest thing. Everybody went to the store, G6. They couldn't keep enough in the jars. G6. Oh, let's get out. Chem 91. Oh, that's gone. But all these are now top shelf. Blue Dream. G6. And it's amazing, you know what I'm saying, that the generations of weed that fast, you know, it moves that fast. But they still got Girl Scout cookies, private stock. They still got Ghost OG Haze. The Golden Goat is still hanging in there. Special Ops, that's my favorite. And they still got them top shelf. Private stocks, yeah. And there's a difference. Remember, if you got a little money, you can afford it, you always want to go private stock. That's where you're going to get your best quality bud. But if you kind of got it, you know, maybe, you know, you got to get gas money, hotel money, whatever, you know what I mean? And you got eating and things, you're on the road, you know what I mean? Then go with top shelf. And top shelf too expensive, then just tell them to give you some shake. You know what I mean? Because generally they have some shake in the jar, you know, for like $50 an ounce or $75 an ounce, you know, just depending on, you know, what blend it is. It might be like some Emerald OG, you know, or some Special Ops, you know, some crumbs and shit that they just raked all that shit together. You know what I mean? And that's what you get in shake. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, there have been times when I ain't been able to afford private stock. And I go up in there and I say, hey, now look here, you understand me? Then do a brother a favor, you understand me? Give me some of that. Shake him up, you know what I mean? Because brother, you know, budget, you know what I mean? On low, you understand me? Then I can't get my private stock this week, you know what I mean? And, you know, they'll say, well, you know, I know you don't like to get that. That private stock costs you sometime about $80 for a quarter. You know what I mean? But, when you got money, you ain't think about that shit there. You understand me? Yeah, it cost $300-something. But by the time they discount it and I come in there as a member and everything, shit, that motherfucker be about $200-something. You know, go from $300 to $200-something. You know, but like I say, that's when you got it like that. But when you ain't got it like that, go and get that shake. Don't be ashamed, because all they do, they cut all that bud up together, and then they take all them crumbs from that when they cut it up and shit, and they put all that shit in a jar. And that's what they call shake. Or they call it, they got another name for it. Let me see. They call it like a mix. What they call it? Darn it. I used to get that all the time. But what they do is they kind of like, it's kind of like a mix. Mixed bud, kind of like, you know, they don't call it no particular name, but you can, you know, they'll say like mostly the Pharaoh or Purple Dream or Screaming Gorilla. That was another one that I used to always keep. Screaming Gorilla, man, that was a good bud there, boy. Yeah, and that one now, like I say, it's still a top bud, but it's, you know, it just ain't as high demand as it used to be, you know. So, but yeah, I still like the Irma OG. Don't get me wrong. A lot of them, they got a lot of these, like the Night Nurse, the Screaming Gorilla, all them, you know what I mean, them as has been, you know what I mean. They ain't all that, you know what I mean, like they used to be. But definitely, I don't care what they say, that MOG, that's smoking good there, boy. You really smoking good. And Fruity Pebbles, you know, stuff like that. You're getting it when just ask for private stock. So if you ever make it up to Colorado or one of those places, you know, remember Girl Scout cookies? I done seen that on the street. You know what I mean? Girl Scout cookies, you know. So, and a lot of this stuff that do be in the dispensaries, I don't know how, but somehow or another, it do make it to the street market. So, you know, it'll be a matter of time before the states wise up and realize they can be independent and live off their own crop. You know what I mean? They took that crop from the farmers a long time ago. You know what I mean? They made it so commercial, you know what I mean, where the farmer couldn't make it on his own. You know what I mean? Couldn't, you know, and then for the rest of them that did have a little bit of land, the government went out there and took that over, commercialized it. But, you know, for the most part, if you look at it, if they would have let the farmers raise weed, they busted so many of them that was doing well. But if farmers could raise, like, this would be a domestic crop, you know, marijuana. Just imagine, you know what I mean? If farmers was taught all the technology, you know, how to take care of that, you know what I mean, and produce that, you know what I mean? And the government has some kind of contract with them that they would, you know, buy it from them at a good price and then pass it on, that a discount on to the consumer, you know what I mean, where, you know, people can smoke, you know, different brands, this, that, and what they want to, you know, just like they're doing with the motherfucking cigarettes. You know what I mean? They need to outlaw the motherfucking cigarettes and let marijuana take it over. But, you know, I guess to each his own. If a motherfucker want to smoke that tobacco, they ain't smoke that tobacco. But the same way a motherfucker is producing tobacco, motherfuckers should have equitable business opportunity to produce marijuana the same motherfucking way, because there's just as much demand, if not more, for marijuana. So there is no reason why they shouldn't be producing marijuana here in the United States, from the farmland to the industry, okay? The manufacturer. We need manufacturing here in the United States. You can't do it no better way than marijuana production. I mean, it's the highest demand product of anything, and not only in the United States, but other countries. So United States may be number one, may as well just go ahead and be number one and produce the best quality marijuana recreationally and medicinally. And it's a money crop, it's a cash crop. You can't go wrong. And ain't nobody gonna be corrupted. And if they do, just like you give them the option with alcohol. See, I ain't never known nobody to have no fender bender with no damn marijuana like they do with alcohol. It ain't nowhere statistically in the realm with weed. So ain't no sense in even going there. Marijuana is cautious. I mean, marijuana is at best just cautious. But when it comes to alcohol, I mean, from beer, wine, to vodka, anyway, all the way up to where you drink 100 proof. I don't care how you do it. Mix it with Coke, however you do it. Alcohol is a killer, just like sugar. Sugar is a killer. Alcohol is a silent killer, and it has killed many people, and, you know, is nothing compared to marijuana. Marijuana is, like I said, they try to call it a, like a beginner drug. You know what I mean? They say all them old terminologies, the police and all that shit. But police don't know shit. They just like robots, especially when it comes to weed. I can test them any day, because a lot of them smoke it whenever they get through joking and talking that shit about the law. Don't get me wrong. They got some cowboy-ass police, just like they got anybody in any kind of, you know, group of people. But, you know, we don't bar nobody, okay? Judges, lawyers, and I've been around people professionally, okay, that smoke weed, like weed. Now, don't let everybody know their goddamn business. And I ain't trying to let everybody know their goddamn business. But I don't care what level of person you are, what class person you are, everybody smokes weed. And if they don't, you know what I mean, they hiding it, they lying, you know what I mean, or something like that there. Because I done seen motherfuckers behind the scene. Especially you get a woman in bed, you know what I mean, of all types of women. You know what I mean? You smoking the weed. You let me have some. Don't you just smoke. You going to church tomorrow. You don't sit here. You don't smoke this motherfucking weed. So I don't care what you say. I've heard it. I done seen it. You know, and I done lived it. And that's why I can talk it. And I can walk it. I walk it just like I talk it, because I'm real with mine. That's what I live it, you know what I mean? And that's why my famous words is, be for real, girl. Be for real. So that's my thing, you know, be for real. Don't be playing with me, you know what I'm saying, me dig? Because I'm for real with mine, you know what I'm saying, me dig? That's like I'm talking about this weed up here. Shit, I ain't got no pride and no shame in my game, you know what I mean? No much too much pride, no much too much shame, you know what I mean? When it comes to my world and my game, my way of life, I say fuck the world, let them adjust, you know what I mean? Because, hey, you know what I mean? I'm living mine to the fullest, and it gets better and better every day. I'm happy, you know what I mean? I ain't sad. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. Everything ain't like I want it, but it ain't never been that way. But it's a lot better than it ever has been. I do miss Colorado for that good quality bud, but there's so much love down here where I'm at. You know what I mean? Like I said, it's just hard to just walk away from it. Although, I do impulsively miss it so much that there are times when I say, you know what? I need to go back to Colorado. You know, but it's a lot easier. It's a lot more affordable. It's a lot more expensive back there. But I do miss it. And I ain't gonna lie, especially when it comes to them flowers, you know. But I always used to come down here anyway and give it a break up there, especially when it get to snowing and stuff. And I hate snow. That's one thing about the Midwest. I grew up in it, and I don't care to have to go back and deal with no snow. And if I do go back, it definitely ain't gonna be during the winter. It'll be definitely spring or summer, but it ain't gonna be no chance of snow, because I can't stand snow, and that's it. I gave that up. That's one thing I made up my mind when I came south. Just like the birds fly south in the winter, I understand. I always used to wonder why they be going south. Motherfucker getting, as soon as the fall come, birds smarting the motherfucker. You know what I mean? Them motherfuckers heading south. They trying to tell you something. And I learned the hard way. That atrocious ass motherfucking winter. Just like, yeah, so I'm just trying to tell you, atrocious winners, they get you every time. So, anyway, I'm going to go ahead and cut this one off. But, you know, it's been a long time since I talked to y'all out there. So, you know, I had to catch up with you and holler at you and try to get something on the table again. And I ain't had nothing in my account here for a little bit, so I'm trying to basically get back out there with y'all, and I'm gonna try to do it a little bit more regular, because I ain't doing nothing, you know what I mean? I'm down here in Florida. It's all leisure and just living it and being happy to live it. And like I said, I'm missing the Mecca weed in Colorado. And I see that, you know, everything is still the same quality-wise, and, you know, miss it. But here, it's just all street, just like it is in Nebraska. You know, everything is street. You get what you get. You know, if there's anything, it's going to be commercial at best, you know. So that's what you get used to here. You pay more for the weed here, and you get less in terms of quality. But, you know, I grew up like that with Nebraska ditch weed. So anywhere I go, like Colorado or Florida, any place, is you know, it's a good time. It's a different place, you know what I mean? Wherever I go, you know, I try to make it something special. A little bit different than where I grew up at, you know. So it's been that type of experience. It's been nice. So it's been nice also, family. Like I said, out here, you know, talking with y'all again, you know, thinking about that private stock, that Emerald OG, that Fruity Pebbles, you know what I mean? All that's good. Still up there in Colorado, that Ghost OG Haze. And remember when I told you, when you're traveling in Colorado, the key thing to remember is not so much the name. Oh, he said go. What was that he said? Just remember these two things. Private stock. Or, and if you can't afford the private stock, then go with top shelf. That's all you got to remember. And you'll see in those two categories, they offer various different flavors. You'll see more top shelf than you see private stock. That would be a message to a blind man. So that's what I'm trying to let you know. When you're traveling, you're out there on the road, they remember the places, all of them, no matter what dispensary you go into, they should have either private stock or top shelf. Now, let me clarify that, because I have went in some dispensaries in Colorado that did not have those kind of designations, private stock and top shelf. You kind of go in there and you got to know then what is top shelf and private stock. And they'll kind of share it with you because you'll kind of know it because it's going to be higher, you know. But like I said, quality is everything to me. I can't smoke everything. And that's one thing about Florida is you get a lot of, I don't know what to call it, but it ain't always what I'm accustomed to. But then keep in mind, I'm accustomed to smoking premium weed. And when we come down to Florida, it's premium hot. That's about it. Premium beaches, you know, it's premium sunshine and all the time, you know, but it ain't nothing like Colorado. That's all I can say. So I'm going to end this one. And it's been a good one. And I sure hope, like I said, that you guys is enjoying it, especially all to my folks back there in Colorado in the Midwest. Y'all got it good. You ain't got but a few hundred miles. You live there in Omaha, Nebraska, where I grew up at. You ain't got but 500 miles to the Mecca. That's why I said to myself, what the hell am I gonna stay in Nebraska? In Omaha, that conservative-ass Nebraska, when Colorado is gonna be the Mecca of weed. Look at it, still the Mecca of weed. And they got a few other places over there now that's doing it too now. Don't get me wrong, they all doing it. But see, Colorado, to me, they got it all. They got the medicinal, and they also got the recreational. You go buy it from any place that you want to all day, every day. They don't have it like that in Florida. In Florida, they kind of confused because they still Southern down here. You know, it's still Southern. They still in the back ages. You know, they don't want that money because they're getting that money in almost in just with the natives or coming all over here from them different places. You know what I mean? Because it's all native down here. You know, it ain't American is a minority down here. Yeah, the majority is the natives. So they come from everywhere but America. So, and you can tell they natives, they different. Just like, you know, I'm sure they can tell I'm from United States. You know, it's altogether different. But like I said, you have differences wherever you go. That's the differences that you learn to like and live with and deal with. That's what shapes you, forms you, makes you, you know what I mean? And that's how you do it. You know what I mean? You do what you got to do, you know. And that's what it is. So I miss my hometown, Omaha, Nebraska, you know, where I grew up, you know what I mean, around folks. I hope that some folks get an opportunity to listen to me because sometimes I try to reach y'all like this. You know, I'm going to try to get more regular with my podcast. I've been given an invitation to be more regular, and I think if I can be more regular, I might get some support. So, and then that would really make me want to do it every day. So, anyway, you guys take it easy out there. Keep your mind right. Keep your game tight. Whatever you do, seek knowledge. Don't ever lose a thirst for staying healthy. And if you doing anything out there, staying healthy, like lifting weights or cardio, let me share something with you how I've been doing things. I've been working out now consistently for about 10 years. And I mean 10 years. That's when my brother and my mother, we was all out in California. And I never will forget my brother, who was a Marine. He taught me that you have to do cardio before you work out. Let me tell you something. I was a little bit institutionalized, and I had come out the state institution, and I was really big and bulky and everything. So big, I walked right through a screen door one time. Didn't even see it. I got so drunk at my brother's house. But anyway, so my brother, he taught me all about cardio. And my mom, lo and behold, when I started working out with her, because me and her used to work out every morning before I left Nebraska. My mom also does 1 hour cardio. And I couldn't believe this. So I developed in my routine, before I even touch weights or do any strength training, is I do 1 hour cardio. And now some people, like my mom and my brother, they do a routine. Now some people do a routine for a few minutes or so after they get that hour in. They'll get a little something in, then they'll go. Now what I've learned is run that hour, and that's what I do. I do cardio for 1 hour, 60 minutes. I don't stop. I do cardio for 60 minutes, and I'll be sweating, dripping sweat. But I'm on the elliptical, I'm steadily, constantly moving. And then I find, now don't get me wrong, first thing in my mind is I'm so tired. That's it, But I stay in there, I hang in there, and I go whatever body part I'm working on, that's what I do. So I'm working shoulders, back, and leg, which is my toughest day. I do shoulders, back, and legs. If it's chest, I do chest. If it's arms, I do arms. But I want you to picture this. I live at age 63, 135 pounds, just on a curl. Okay, I curl 135 pounds. For my triceps extensions or for my back arms, I do about 205 pounds. Okay, just to keep my back arms in shape. And then I go over to the arm benches, and I do 60 pounds close dumbbells. When I'm doing arms, I do 60, just a 60 pound itself, one arm. I do 8 in each arm. But when I'm doing chest, I do the 60s on one end and do the 80s on the other end. I'm trying to get back to the hundreds. I used to do the hundreds. In fact, I had got up when I was really, really strong at one time. I used to lift 4 plates like 5 times, no problems. And people who knew me back then know that I ain't bullshitting. I used to lift real heavy weights, 365, 3 plates and a quarter, 5 times, like it wasn't shit. 315, 3 plates, I used to do it 15 times. And so what that kind of conditioning did to me, though, it made me who I am today. So even though I don't have all that strength, slowly but surely, knowing that I had that strength, that's what drives me and encourages me forward. And so I still get up in the middle of the night, just like I used to do when I was in Nebraska, Colorado, no matter where, and I go work out. I still subscribe to 24-Hour Fitness. I've been with 24-Hour Fitness across three states. Well, California included would be 4. So I do believe in 24-Hour Fitness as being one of the best facilities available to exercise, in that you can go, even if you work an 8-hour job, you need to go home, get a nap, eat a little something. You can go to the workout in the middle of the night, get back home, take a shower, still go to work in the morning. So that's one thing I subscribe to, 24 Hour Fitness. I think it's one of the best facilities that they ever offer to a family, to a man or to a woman, to a boy or to a girl, to keep in shape. I mean, you can do swimming. You can do so many things, group exercises, you know, and I still do my same thing. I still, my goal right now is to lift 315 a couple of times. I want to be able to put that on my chest, or actually my goal is to lift 315 five times. That's just three plates on chest. And so I still got a few more pounds to go, but slowly but surely, that's my goal. Right now, I'm doing two plates and a dime, which is 245 for about eight. I used to could just do the two plates, but now it got so easy, I added the dime. So when I get it up to like about 275, which is the two plates and a quarter, when I can do that eights, I'm getting close to doing 315. But I'll have to do, before I can do it, I'll have to get like two plates or three plates and a 35, which is 295. So once I start doing 275 for eights, 295 will come easy. So that's my goal. And then once I get in there, I should have 315 for five easy. So that's my goal, just to kind of have that kind of shape, that type of conditioning. And I don't think that's too bad for a man, you know, 63 years old. So that's my goal. That's where I'm at on the physical tip. It's been a good time, like I said, speaking with y'all out there, and keep in touch. As you can see, I was kind of long-winded today. I made it about 52 minutes today. So I'm going to end this one, and I want to just give a shout-out to you out there, tell you that if you're doing anything, strength training, anything cardio, continue to do that, you know, no matter what. If you ain't, you just sitting on your ass every day, eating biscuits and shit and hamburgers, you know, whatever, you know what I mean? You need to do something else, because all that eating, it's gonna kill you someday. So, you know what I mean? Do something with yourself, you know what I mean? Put your tennis shoes on and go for a walk. You know, bend over, touch your toes. Do some body squats. You know, do some push-ups, do some sit-ups, do something, you know what I mean? Just because you age a little bit don't mean you should give up on the basic things of life. All right, so this is where I'm going to sign off. I got to go to work in the morning. Punk-ass job. Hope I can do something better. But I do miss the Midwest, where I'm from in Nebraska, and definitely the Mecca, Colorado. Y'all have a good one. It's been nice for me.